strong, man. There are two places in the scripture that speak of what's called the new creation. The new creation is mentioned in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. If anyone is in Christ, and there's some variation on how you translate that, he is or it is a new creation. Christ has inaugurated a new creation. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 15, Paul says, as he brings that letter to a close, there is neither circumcision nor uncircumcision, but what matters is the new creation. That's what really matters. And anyone who is now in Christ becomes a part of the new creation already. Now, that new creation will find its culmination, its climax, when Jesus comes again and there's resurrection. But the resurrection of Jesus has inaugurated the new creation already. And God has planted heaven's colony here on earth through his people who are now in Christ. This morning, I want us to be reminded of the story of Jesus. What is this story? And we want to do that by reading together this morning. We're going to be reading scripture together. And then also we're going to be singing. I think most of you know this hymn, "We Saw Thee Not." It's interesting that hymn tells the story of Jesus. So we're going to be reading from the Gospel of Luke together this morning, as well as then singing these various verses associated with these readings from the Gospel of Luke. We're going to read, first of all, Luke chapter 2, verses 3 through 7, verses 21 and 22, and 39 and 40. Let's read together. "And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own hometown of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon them." We want to sing now about those words we just read from this hymn, "We Saw Thee Not." "We saw thee not when thou didst come to this poor world of sin and death, nor yet beheld thy cottage home in that despised Nazareth. But we believe thy footsteps trod its streets and plains, thou Son of God. But we believe thy footsteps trod its streets and plains, thou Son of God." I want to read now from Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 37, 44 through 48. "And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.' And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by, watching. But the ruler scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." And it was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." And all the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home beating their breasts. Let's sing now the second verse of "We Saw Thee Not." "We saw thee not when lifted high amid that wild and savage crew, nor heard we that imploring cry, for if they know not what they do, but we believe the deed was done that shook the earth and failed the sun. But we believe the deed was done that shook the earth and failed the sun." We'll read now from Luke chapter 24, verses 2 through 5, 12 through 16, 25 through 27. "And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead?' But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. That day, two of them were on going to the village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. And while they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, 'O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all the prophets had spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.'" Let's sing together verse 3. "We gaze not in the open tomb, where once thy mangled body lay, nor saw thee in that upper room, nor met thee on the open way. But we believe that angel said, 'Why seek the living with the dead?' But we believe that angel said, 'Why seek the living with the dead?'" Now we'll read Luke chapter 24, verses 38 through 43 and 48 through 54. "And he said to them, 'Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. And he said to them, "You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from high." And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. Let's sing the fourth verse of that hymn. We walk not with the chosen few who saw thee from the earth ascend, who raised to heaven their wandering view, then low to earth, oh, prostrate been. But we believe that human eyes beheld that journey to the skies. But we believe that human eyes beheld that journey to the skies. We'll have a prayer. Please pray with me. Our gracious, loving Father in heaven, we glorify you, we praise you, we honor you in the meager ways that we know how. But Father, we just know from the bottom of our hearts, Father, the great sacrifice that you made for our sake, that Jesus came to this earth, as we just proclaimed in word from your word, and from song. He was willing to teach, to live out perfection for us, and then to die the perfect sacrifice of Calvary's tree. Thank you for that, Father. Father, today we ask your blessings upon our assembly. We ask your blessings upon all around the globe that today in various ways celebrate, but to honor you, we pray that we do this with an humble heart, and Father, with truth and indeed, Father, that we just give you all the praise. And this time that so many are gathered, and Father, we just pray that you'll be with so many that are away from their families around the globe, those who are mission fields, those who are in military fields, for those that are in the working fields, those that are overseas, away from their families, that just pray that their hearts are right with you in all that's happening around the globe. I pray, Father, for this day that you will bless those that care for so many of our needs. We just know the sacrifices made by so many that we just overlook and sometimes just don't comprehend in the workplaces, especially when I consider those that away from the homes, the truckers that bring things to us and deliver from us, the things that help just move us and help us to survive. And for then, of course, those that are in the medical fields and those that are in the police and fire and emergency services, so many of those that we honor today and honor and should every day. Father, today, as I consider just our being able to worship here in spirit and truth and the freedoms
that we have. We give thanks for that, for so many. Father, we know that maybe in their basements right now, or in an attic, or just in a closet, being able to worship individually or collectively in places of the world where it's even illegal to do so, in Iran, or Saudi Arabia, or just in so many places, for those that might need to even hide it from their own families. And I ask blessings upon them. Father, now, as we, in a moment, will prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper, and I pray that our hearts are already in that frame of mind that we have within our spirit and understanding more so from what we've just learned now from your word, from song, knowing that at any time, Jesus could have turned his face away from Jerusalem. Ponder that. He could have walked away, or at any point of time could have called, as we sing, 10,000 angels, but as we share, no, one, even one, or none. He could have ended it, but he did it for us. Thank you for that. The one that will lead us momentarily in prayer, prepare our minds. Father, we thank you so much for it. But Father, in this prayer, I give you thanks that Jesus wasn't left on that tree of shame, and that cruelty of the cross, but that after being placed in that tomb, the stone was truly rolled away. We just praise you for that. Thank you for that. That you fulfilled the promises of the ages, the scheme all through the time of redemption for us, for each one that's here, from the oldest to the youngest, to those who will come after us until the Lord returns. Father, I do pray, as Jesus prayed, will he find faith on earth? I pray so, because we are the pivotal ones to continue to glorify you, to praise you, and to share your holy name, and to celebrate what you have done for us. Thank you, Father. Help us to walk in the light, and to keep away from the evil things that would pull us from you. Help us to have courage and strength. Please, in Jesus' holy name we ask. Amen.
Word communion in association with the Lord's Supper is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. The word communion means to participate or to share. We are sharing in, participating in the body and blood of Christ as we take the bread and as we eat the bread and drink the cup. This morning, I want us to read together from one of the four accounts of the institution of the Lord's Supper. The other accounts are found in Matthew chapter 26, Mark chapter 14, 1 Corinthians 11. But we want to read this morning from Luke's account, Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 20. And we also will be singing a well-known hymn, "When We Meet in Sweet Communion, Participation, Sharing." I invite you to read with me. "And when the hour came, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him, and he said to them, 'I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it's fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, 'Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.'" Let's sing the first verse of "When We Meet in Sweet Communion."
When we meet in sweet communion, where the feast divine is spread, hearts are brought in closer union, while partaking of the bread. Precious feast, all else served. surpass thee. Wondrous love for you and me. While we feast, Christ gently whispers, do this in my memory.
Let's continue to read from Luke chapter 20. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. God so loved one wondrous measure, loved and gave the best of him. Bought us with that matchless treasure, gave for us his life was given. Precious feast, all else surpassing, wondrous love for you and me. While we feast, Christ gently whispers, do this in my memory.
I'd ask the brothers to come up here with me now and distribute the bread. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that we are gathered here today and that we can share together, participate in the body of Christ in the eating of this bread. Help us this morning to recommit ourselves to living the life of Christ, to take up his cross and to deny ourselves daily so that his life might be lived out in our lives. As we partake of this bread, we recommit ourselves to partaking day by day in the life of Christ, the self-giving one. We are grateful to be together this morning. We thank you for salvation from sin. We thank you that you have given us meaningful lives in Christ Jesus. We pray that our lights will shine as his light shone in this world, his life of self-giving, that we would embrace the self-giving ways of Jesus this week. We pray this in Christ's name. May we all say
amen.
Before we drink the cup, let's read together from Luke chapter 20. And likewise, the cup, after they had eaten, said, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood."
Peace divine, all else surpassing, precious blood for you and me, while we sub Christ gently whispers, "Do this in my memory." Precious feast, all else surpassing, wondrous love for you and me, while we feast, Christ gently whispers, "Do this in my memory."
Ask you brothers to join me here. Our Father, as we see this cup, we're reminded of the blood of Jesus shed for us. Of his self-giving ways, we're once more reminded of those examples for us. And Father, as we partake of this cup, we pray that we will also partake of the self-giving ways of Jesus this week. That we will put the good of others ahead of ourselves, even as Jesus did. That we will be mindful of what is best for others ahead of what is best for us. As we drink this cup, help us to recommit our lives to you and to living out the life of Christ here on earth. We pray these things in Christ's name. May we all say, Amen. Amen. will sing a hymn in just a moment before the offering. Luke chapter 4, verses 17 through 21. We'll be reading from that. What I want you to do is listen for an echo of this passage in the hymn that we sing, because it's that particular hymn picks up on the language of this passage of scripture that Jesus reads in the synagogue, passage of scripture from the book of Isaiah. Let's read together. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Let's read now a hymn that speaks of giving. I understand the distinction between drinking the cup, eating the bread, and what we do as we make this offering. And yet, there is a connection that just as God has given to us, so we now have an opportunity to give back to him. This hymn picks up on that idea that we give to God. Let's sing together.
We give thee but thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. May we thy bounties thus, as stewards true, receive, and gladly as thou blessest us, to thee our first fruits give. To comfort and to bless, to find a balm for woe, to tend the lone and fatherless, his angels work below. The captive to release, to God the lost to bring, to teach the way of life and peace that is a Christ like thee. And we believe thy word, though dim our faith may be. Whate'er for thine we do, O Lord, we do it unto thee.
Brothers, if you would join me up here now. Father, we are grateful for the many gifts you give us, but certainly no gift is greater than the gift of your Son. In light of your willingness to give even your Son, we know that if you would give him, you would give us all things that are needful, and we acknowledge the many good gifts that you give us in our life. We are grateful for things, and we are grateful for relationships. We are grateful for the comforts that you give us in life. And we also are grateful that for your care and concern.